Gemara on Daf, son of Zayin of Beis. Two thirds of the way down. Omer Abuna, Misha Kofefes, the Echad B'Shabbos, the Koveles, the Shlishi B'Shabbos. Abuna holds Donim Efshar, Mishai Efshar. That's called Shekain. Shekain Isha Chofefes, the Erev Shabbos, the Tovelis Motzai Shabbos. So in the case where Leil Tvila is on Motzai Shabbos, HaChafifa is on Erev Shabbos. And the Harchaka from the Chafifa until Motzi Shabbos is almost a day and a half. It's more than a day. So therefore, if on a weekday, which is the case of Efshar, she did the Chafifa on Echad B'Shabbos, so the following day passed, and it's already Leil Shlishi, and she could be Tovelis. Then Rav Huna goes a step further. He says not only when there's a separation of a day, but even 2 days, because that's also lo efshar. Isha chofefes mechad b'shabbos tovelis b'reviv b'shabbos. And why is that? How can we justify a hachak of 2 days? Shekein isha chofefes the erev shabbos v'toveles b'motzoi yontiv shechalios achra shabbos. She cannot do the Chafifa on Shabbos before the Tefillah of Motzei Shabbos. And not only that, she has to wait and delay another day, a second day, because if Yontif falls out on Yom Rishon, then she can't do the Chafifa until going into the Yom Sheni, until the second day. In which case the Chafifa was on Erev Shabbos, and the Leil Tefillah was going into Yom Sheni, which is on Motzei Yontif, with a separation of 2 days. So therefore, even during the week, if Donim, Efshar, you can have a separation from Echad B'Shabbos to Reviv B'Shabbos of 2 full days. Then Rav Huna takes it one step further. Isha chofefes b'echad b'shabbos v'tovelis b'chamishi b'shabbos. Here there's our chok of 3 days. Shekein isha chofefes b'erev shabbos v'tovelis netzoy shnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah shechalios achar ha-shabbos. So you could have Yom Tov Sheni. You could have 2 days of Yom Tov after Shabbos, and therefore the chafif on Erev Shabbos would be separated from the Tevilah by 3 full days. That's the Shita of Rav Huna. Then the Gemara goes on to present the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda Omar Kulam Rino. In the case of Lo Efshar, we can accept Rav Huna, and therefore, whenever there's a case of Bal Karcha, whenever there's a case of the Efshar, for example, if number one, let's say her tefillah is on Motzoi Shabbos, so she can't do the Chafifa on Shabbos, there'll be a separation of a full day. Or when the tefillah is on Motzi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Shabbos, or even in the case of Motzoi Shnei Yomim Tov Machar Shabbos, she can always do the Chafifa on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, even if it means Harchok of 3 days. Shekein lo amrinan. However, we don't apply the principle of Efshar. We don't extend this from lo Efshar to Efshar. And therefore, heichad the Efshar, Efshar, heichad the lo Efshar, lo Efshar. But Chizis is going to permit a harchaka between the Chafifa and the Tefillah in the case of lo Efshar. However, in the case of Efshar, then the tefillah will have to be immediately the chafifik season will have to be immediately before the tefillah, without any harcha. So again, it comes out to the point of Rav Chisda, if her tefillah is on Motzi Shabbos, then the chafifa will be on Erev Shabbos. There will be a separation of one day, that's called Eev Shabbos. How do we pass it? So the sugya here on Daf Samach Zayin of Beis quotes Rav Yemar and then Meremar. Rav Yemar says that he's willing to accept the shita of Rav Huna and afilu shekein nami amrina, and therefore you could have a separation of 3 days between the chafifa of Echad B'Shabbos and the tefillah of Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, a full separation of 3 days. And that's based on tefillah of Motzoi Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, and that's how we accept Rav Huna. And then he says, but in the case of Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah Le'achar Shabbos, lesser. In other words, although I accept Rav Huna to be marchik the chafifa from the tefillah of 2 days, I'm not going to accept and extend that harchaka for 3 days. Lesser. That he doesn't accept. And such harchaka is too far removed, it's too extensive. And therefore, lesser the efsha de chofefes balaila, the toveles balaila. Then in the case of Motzi Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, shall have to do the chafifa balaila, right before the tzviu. Fine. Dorash Meremar, Hilchasa, Ki Rav Chisda. In other words, we're going to pass in like Rav Chisda, and we're only going to accept the harchaka in a case of lo efshar, for example, in the case of Motzi Yontif. But in the case of efshar, then we're not going to accept the shita of Rav Huna and extend the efshar from lo efshar, but rather accept the shita of Rav Chisda that only the lo efshar, but not the efshar. So as a general rule, Meremar is saying that we don't accept harchokas chafifa me tefillah, and therefore, whenever the tefillah is on a regular yom chol, the chafifa will come right before it. That's called efshar. However, as far as tefillah on Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif, at least Yontif Rishon, that's a case of lo efshar. And therefore we can be marchik in that situation of lo efshar, the chafifa, by a full 2 days. However, what about the case of Rosh Hashanah? What about the case of our chok of 3 days in lo efshar? Kinemitareitz Rav Yema. In other words, we're going to postpone the chafifa until Motzei Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to accept our chok of three days, even in the case of lo efshar. Now I'm going to skip for a moment the boiler, who will come back to that in Mitzvah later, and we turn now to Daf Samaches Amud Aleph. And here we get a whole different impression. Dorash Rava. Rava says the following. Would it be that Hatvila and Motzi Shabbos can be acceptable even if the Chafifa were on Erev Shabbos? Dorash Rava. Isha chofefes v'erev Shabbos v'toveles v'motzoi Shabbos. In other words, Rava says that there's no problem in separating the chafifa from the tevila by a full day. And that means that we're not going to push off the chafifa until Motzoi Shabbos, till Leil Tevila, but rather we have to have the tevila by Yom. Rashi explains, and the Ran says it also back on Daf Samach Zayin, that why is it critical to have the chafifa by Yom? Rashi says, Mishum de ichafifa baleil tfilasa, it's about 5 lines down from the top, Emor lo chaifa shapir, Mishum de maheres litfilasa mitoch shemahuma lebeisa. So this is the svara that pushes in favor of a chafifa biyom, separating the chafifa from the tefillah. Tefillah is balayla, the chafifa is biyom, because isha mahuma lebeisa, she won't do a proper chafifa if she does it immediately balayla before the tefillah, and that's rava. So therefore, on Leil Tefillah of Motzi Shabbos, Rava advocates the position that the Chafifa be on Erev Shabbos. Amale Rav Papa Le Rava, Vashalach Ravin Bi Garte, Isha Lo Tachuf Bi Erev Shabbos, Vititbol Bi Motzi Shabbos. We will not allow a separation of a full day from Chafifa of Erev Shabbos to Tefillah of Motzi Shabbos, but rather she should do the Chafifa on Motzi Shabbos, Balayla, after Shabbos ends, right before the Tefillah. V'tomal atzmecha, heich chofefes bayom, v'toveles balayla. And it would seem from the language of this Igeres that Ravin completely rejected the halacha of Tefillah bayom, even though we have a logical reason to advocate in favor of Tefillah Bayom because of the problem of Muhmemes Lebeisa. Nevertheless, Ravin did not accept that. And therefore, the Chafifa cannot be Bayom with the Tefillah Balayla, because then you're separating the Chafifa from the Tefillah. And therefore, even during Yom Chol, Ravin is going to advocate that the chafifa take place by Laila, the Inun take it for chafifa tefillah the leka. And as a result of Rav Papa pointing out to Rava that this was the geres of Ravin, Hadar Uki Rav Hamorale Vidarash Dvarm Shamati Lufnechem Toz Heng Biyadi. So Rava retracted his original position. And it seems that Rava Paskin, that there's no such thing as tefillah b'yom, because we need Tekef lechafifa tefillah. Barav, kach amru b'shmei d'Rav Yochanan, isha lo tochuf b'erev Shabbos, v'titbol b'motzoi Shabbos. We're not going to allow a separation of chafif from tefillah of a full day. It's very strange, because just a second ago, Rava said he retracted his statement in favor of the Geras of Ravin. Ravin requires Tekef L'Chafifa Tefillah even on Yom Chol. Now he's telling us that you cannot have a separation of a full day. And he says the following: Isha L'Tochu B'Yer of Shabbos V'Titbo B'Motzoi Shabbos V'Toma U'Tmea Al Atzmecha Heicho Fefes Bayom V'Toveles B'Layla Ha'Ve'inon Samuch L'Chafifa Tvila Vileka. So it sounds like in the middle of his sentence, Rava sort of catches himself, and he says that not only was Rav Yochanan opposed to separating the Chafifa from the Tvila by one full day in the case of Tvila Zer Motzi Shabbos, but even beyond that, Tomal Atzmecha Heicho Fefes Biyom B'Tovelos Balayla. So Rashi says, "V'tamal atzmacha, shaharei b'koshi hitiru laharchik chafifasa mitfilasa kolkach." Here Rashi advocates in favor of a chafifa biyom, even though it's going to be separated by a short amount of time from the tefillah, because b'koshi hitiru, there was a special push here because of, as Rashi explains, the Mahumemis Lebesa, Mahuma Lebesa, therefore they allowed the Chafifa to take place by Yom. Okay, that much we're willing to accept. But to separate the Chafifa from the Tefillah of Motzi Shabbos, that we're not going to accept. So if we would, at this point, take a break and try to size up what we've learned, at least here on Daf Samaches Amid Aleph, then we'll get back to Samach Zayin Amid Beis again, it would seem that the final conclusion is that on the one hand, we advocate in favor of Tefillah Bayom. However, we're going to limit that only to a case where the Tefillah Bayom is followed with a Chafifa Bayom, but only if the chafif b'yom is immediately followed with a tefillah b'layla. But if there's a separation of a day, then we're going to have to push for chaviva, for chafifa b'layla, and give up on the muhumemes mahuma l'beis. But now we get to the next two lines, and the Gemara tries to come to some conclusion. But there's a stira here. Why? Because it says v'hilchasa. The final conclusion, says the Gemara, is isha chofefes bayom v'tofeles balayla, which means that we can advocate in favor of separating the chafifa from the tefillah for the sake of muhumemes lebeisa, muhuma lebeisa. And then v'hilchasa isha lo tachuf ela balayla, that the chafifa has to take place balayla, take of lechafifa tefillah. So the Gemara immediately asks, Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. How do you reconcile these two statements? Lo Kasha Hadi Efshar Hadi Lo Efshar. And here we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Shiltos. Rashi explains Hadi Efshar Ve Hadi Lo Efshar. Hadi Efshar means that the first Hilchasa that says that there will be a chafifa bayom and a tefillah b'layla, that's in a case where immediately following the chafifa of yom, she's going to be toveles b'layla. That's on a day of chol. And therefore we advocate in favor of chafifa bayom in order to solve the problem of mahumah l'beisa. Because if we're going to push off the chafifa until some of the tefillah b'layla, then she'll do a quick job. She won't do the adequate job of chafifa. But when does the second Hilchasa kick in? That the Tevilah, the Chfifah has to take place right before the Tevilah, not by Yom, but rather by Laila. That's in a case of Lo Efshar, which, for example, would be a case where the Tevilah was on Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, in this case, we have no choice but to push off the chafifa until Leil Tefillah, because if we're going to advocate Yom, then there's going to be a separation between Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos of a full day. And now the question arises, how do we reconcile this sugya on Daf Samaches with the previous sugya of Mereimar on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis? The final conclusion of the sugya of Mereimar was that in a case where we have to separate the tefillah from the chafifa, the tefillah will take place on Erev Shabbos. How far can we push this? We can push it up to 2 days, but not beyond 2 days, because Kedematari Yitzhak Yemar, that in the case of Motzoi Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to be marking the chafifa from the tefillah to such an extent and allow for a 3-day separation. That far, we don't go. But we're definitely going to allow, whenever necessary, whenever it's low efshar, because again, we're passing like Rav Chisda, that ain't done in efshar mi low efshar, but in the case of low efshar, where she cannot do the chafifa bayom, then we're going to be mocked in the chafifa to Erev Shabbos. And that's the final conclusion of Mereimar Hilchasa Kir Rav Chisda. But here the Gemara says, on Daf Samaches, that Hilchasa is Hadalo Efshar, that when are we going to make sure that the Chafifa is Samach L'Tefillah, the Leil Tefillah? So that's in the case of Lo Efshar, because we don't want to separate the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos from the Tefillah on Motzi Shabbos. So then, which Hilchasa are we accepting here? Are we accepting the Hilchasa of Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis of Mereimar, paskening as it were like Rav Chisda, that in the case of Lo Efshar, we're going to be marking the Chafifa from the Tefillah? Or are we paskening like the Sugya here on Daf Samaches, that we don't accept a Harchaka from Tefillah, Chafifa and Tefillah, even in the case of Lo Efshar? Not even in Motzei Shabbos, let alone Motzei Yontif. And rather, we're going to establish la halacha tekef la chafifa tvila, with the only exception of hecha di efshar, which means that the chafifa will take place bayom right before the tvila. So it would seem that Rashi paskins like this sugya on daf samaches, and he's willing to waive the sugya on daf samach zayin on base, and therefore Rashi is only going to allow tamal atzmecha, only the koshi hitiru, the chafifa of daytime, in order to establish that you'll do a good job on the chafifa and the tefillah b'layla. But with the exception of that case, which is the case of Efshar, Rashi says, Heicha d'lo Efshar, Rashi says, Lachuv, she cannot do the chafifa immediately before the tefillah. Kigon, Motze Yontif, we'll soon see that there are various girsos, here the Bach has a different girsa, is Lo Tachuv Ela B'layla. So as soon as there's going to be some sort of a separation between the chafifa and the tefillah, other than the separation of Efshar, that's going to require that the chafifa be postponed till Leil Tefillah. That seems to be the maskana of Rashi. Now, if we take a look in the Rosh, in Hilchos Mikvos, Siman Lamed Zayin, he presents the problem. He quotes Rashi, "Bekoshi hitiru lahachik chafifasa mitfilasa el mishum the adif lachuf bayom, because the chayfa b'layla mitoch shemu lebeisal chayfa shapir hilchasa isha chofefes bayom mitoveles b'layla." Fine, but the hilchasa lo tochuf ela b'layla v'kasha hilchasa lo kasha hadi efshar adalav shkipirish Rashi hadi efshar lachuf bayom kigam. Because she doesn't have to postpone her tefillah. Her tefillah will take place immediately with nightfall, following the chafifa b'yom. But heich de lo efshar lachuf ella b'layl kigon shechal tefillas of motzai Shabbos. She tachuf b'yerev Shabbos lo take chafifa samoch le tefillas of the separation of a full day. Hilka chofefes b'leil tefillah b'motzai Shabbos. So in a collision in which we have to decide between two possibilities, either to gain the protection of Enoch Ophephes Koroi because of Mubil Beis on the one hand, or the advantage of Smichus Tvila Chafifa L'Tvila on the other hand, we're going to opt in favor of Smichus Chafifa L'Tvila. And therefore, even though we're going to have to forfeit that extra protection of the Tvila Bayom, of Muhemis L'Beisa, nevertheless, we're going to give up on that for the sake of Smichus Chafifa L'Tvila. And therefore, Motzi Shabbos shall do the Chafifa Balayla after Havdol. Says the Rosh, Ulefi Perusho, it comes out according to the Rosh, according to Rashi, excuse me, that's how the Rosh learns Rashi. What happens in Chal Yontif B'motzoi Shabbos? Now we have a real problem, because if Motzoi Shabbos is Yontif, then when is she going to do the Chafifa? If she's going to do the chafifa, we want it to be tekef lechafifa tefila. So her leil tefila is now on Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is yontif. So there's no way possible that she can do the chafifa samach letefila, betefilas leila on Motzei Shabbos, because it's yontif. Right? So what are we going to do? The other option is to have her chafifa on Erev Shabbos. That we can't allow according to Rashi, because we must insist on samuch lechafifa tvila. So what do? Says the Rosh, lefi perusho and chal yontif motzoi Shabbos nireh shelo hitiru lachuf b'erev Shabbos. Rashi cannot tolerate a full separation of a day from the chafifa of erev Shabbos to the tvila on motzoi Shabbos. Sharei b'koshi hitiru lachuf b'yom v'litva b'layla. El dahachi adif tfei mishum to mahumala beis. So when we have no problems whatsoever, so there will be a certain element or 99% of smichus chafifa l'tfila. So we'll prefer and advocate the day because mahumala beis.
Okay, aber harche kuli hai, the erb Shabbos moksi Shabbos aser. Rashi will not tolerate. Right, because the hilchus of the low efshar, you have to do the tefillah, the chafif has to take place b'leil tefillah, so right before the tefillah. Is then what do we do here? Im chal yontif b'motzoi Shabbos, then there's no way that she can't do the chafif on erev Shabbos. She can't do the chafif on samuch l'tefillah because it's yontif. Yes. So here the Rosh adds three words. Mutav shetidche tefilosa. She's going to have to push off her tefillah for a day. And in the case of 2 days of yontif, she's going to have to push off her tefillah by 2 days. That is the shita of Rashi according to the Rosh. Tosfos and the Rosh both quote the Shiltos, and the Shilta says Hadi Efshar, Hadi Lo Efshar. What's the final maskana according to the Shiltos? Hadi Efshar Lachuf Bilel Tvila Shuchol. When there's no problem of doing the Chafifa at night, right before the Tvila, is then Lo Tarchi Chafifa Mitvila Klal? The Rosh completely drops the ball on the Humo Lebesa. Did I say the Rosh? I meant to say the Shiltas. So I apologize. So within the framework of the Shiltas, the whole concept of Humo Lebesa just doesn't exist. He doesn't recognize that whole discussion. Rashi builds everything on that, and therefore there's got to be Chafifa if all things are equal Bayom, and the Shulta says, no, Chafif if all things are equal is going to be Balayla, the Leil Tvila, so right before the Tvila. And that's called Tekev Le Chafifa Tvila. And what does it mean, the Lo Efshar? So now you have a problem, there's no possibility of doing the Chafifa on Shabbos on Yom Tov. Oz Tachuf Bayom Shalifnei HaTvila. Then, and only then, are we going to allow such a separation. So there's basically a double machlokas here between Rashi and the Shiltos. Machlokas number one is whether or not we advocate as a lechatchila a chafifa biyom. Rashi insists that we do, and the Shiltos denies it. Secondly, will the halacha tolerate a separation of chafifa and tefila of a serious nature, call it a day, and certainly kol shein 2 days? Rashi says absolutely not. That's called Bidalo Efshar, and therefore we're going to waive the advantage of Tfil B'Yom, and Tfil is going to have to take place for Lila. Whereas, according to the Shiltos, in such a case where she cannot do the Chafifa before the Tfila, we're going to have to be Makdim the Chafifa to Erev Shabbos. Rashi can't tolerate that. So if it's a regular Motzi Shabbos, Rashi is going to advocate that she do the Chafifa right before the Tfila. If Motzi Shabbos is Yontif, says the Rosh, Rashi is going to push off her Tvila. So that's what we have over here. For our both sides, how do we understand the Shiltos? The Shiltos is mamish against the Sugya, the Tashas. Because let's go back to Zaf, some of Zion on the Beis. We skip the Gemara 5 lines up from the bottom of the Daf. Iboilahu, Isha Mau Shetochuf Balaila. Vititbol Balaila. What's the case? The case is of the Evid situation where she failed to do the Chafifa Bayom before the Tvila. Can we allow her to do the Chafifa Balaila? Vititbol Balaila. Basically, as the Ran points out over here, this is the Yisoda Yisodos of Mahuba Labesa, that we have to advocate and push in favor of Chafifa Bayom. The Gemara wants to know, what do we do with the Eved? She didn't do the Chafifa Bayom. And the Gemara records machlokas between Mar Zutra and Rav Chinina. Again, they're different yourselves here, but Mar Zutra, Shari, and Rav Chinina, Oser. So Rav Chinina is going to go as far as to say that we advocate in favor of Chafifa Bayom to such an extent that with the Eved, she can't even do the Chafifa if she didn't do it Bayom. It's like a kind of a low plug. Not only that, Rav Osai, it's a pella this Shiltos, because even without the Iboilahu, the whole sugi of Rav Huna and Rav Chizda is predicated on the assumption that she should be chofefes by yom. In fact, Rav Huda says that we advocate in favor of chafifa by yom to such an extent that even bechol, which is called the efshar, we can separate the chafifa by yom as much as 3 days from the tefillah that's going to take place b'leil chamishi. Okay, Rav Chisda doesn't go that far. He holds ein danim efshar milo efshar, but certainly Rav Chisda, in the case of efshar, is advocating tefillah b'yom. So basically, Rav Osa, the entire sugya on Daf Samad Zayin Amid Beis, mitrilasa v'ad sofa, is predicated on one premise, namely that we advocate and we desire a chafifa b'yom. Comes along the Shiltos and completely undermines the whole premise. There's no din of chafifa b'yom. Chafifa b'yom is a situation of low efshar. You know, we can't do anything about it because she can't do the chafifa b'leil tefilasa. It's Shabbos or it's yantif. But barring that, the tefillah should always, the chafifa should always be b'leil tefilasa. So Rav Osa, I think, again, please slug me up if you think I'm wrong, that the Shiltos is making a definite, I hate to use the word chatzitza when we're learning about Hilchos Tefillah, but he's definitely separating between two sugyas. And he's pointing out that the sugya of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda and Daf Samad Zayin Amid Beis is, and the Boilehu and Mar Zutra and Rav Chisda, it's all assuming one premise, that we advocate in favor of Tefillah by Yom. But now we turn to Daf Samad Ches Amid Aleph, and we have the principle of Ravin, Shalach Ravin V'Garte, and he said, Isha lo tachuf b'erev Shabbos v'titbol b'motzai Shabbos, v'tomal atzmacha heicho fefes b'yom, v'tovelis b'layla, v'inan tekev l'chafifa tefila, v'leka. Here's the turning point according to the Shiltos. At this particular moment in the presentation of the sugya, based on the Igeres of Ravin, we now completely throw out the assumption, reject the assumption of the previous sugya, that chafifa should take place by yom. On the contrary, chafifa to take place by yom is only a b'di'evet hashas hadchak in the case of lo efshar. But as far as all things being equal, then the tefillah and the chafifa should take place tekef lechafifa tefillah balay. Now, according to the Rush, as we said before, the halacha that Rashi accepts is against Meremar, because Meremar says that b'lo efshar we are marchik chafifa and tvila. But rather la halacha, we accept the principle here of the Gemara, namely that b'lo efshar the chafifa has to take place b'leil tvila, and we're not marchik the chafifa from the tvila. To such an extent that the Rosh says, according to Rashi, as we saw, that if need be, namely in a case where there is no possibility of doing the chafifa b'layla, if Motzi Shabbos is yantiv, she will delay her tvila by a day or even 2 days. Tosfos, Dibra Maskil Kach, has a different approach. He's also working in the first part of Tosfos within the framework of Rashi. Later on, in the middle of Tosfos, he quotes the Shiltos, and in the end of Tosfos, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. But in the first part of Tosfos, he's operating with Rashi, but he has a different interpretation of Rashi. According to the Shita of Tosfos, it comes out the following, that we're paskening like Meremar back on Daf Samad Zayin Amid Beis, which means that Hilchos Sakir Rav Chisda, but that's only, says Tosfos, in a case where Yontif is on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore there's no possibility of Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. We have no choice but to be Magdim the Chafifa to Erev Shabbos. Okay, now that's against the Rosh. Because the Rosh told us that in a case where Yontif is on Motzi Shabbos, she's going to postpone Hatvila. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos saying Pufaker. Then the case where Motzi Shabbos is Yontif, she's going to be Toveles Belel Tfilos on Lel Motzi Shabbos, going into Yontif, Lel Yontif, and the Chafifa will take place on Erev Shabbos. And therefore we paskin like Meremar based on Rav Chisda. So we're going to be Magdim in that case of Motzi Shabbos that's Yontif, the Chafifa to Erev Shabbos. And we're going to accept a separation between the Chafifa and the Tefillah, in this case, of one full day. Oh. But what happens if there's no Yontif on Motzi Shabbos? It's a regular Motzi Shabbos of Chol. In that case, then the Chafifa is going to be Balayla, and we're going to paskin like the Geres of Ravin, the Sugya Daf Samaches, of Tekef L'Chafifa Tvila. And what that means is that the halacha basically divides up into the following three categories, according to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi. Number one, on a regular night during the week of Tvila, she'll do the Chafifa Mib'od Yom, because of Mehumah Labeisa, and that's because she Tira. If, on the other hand, her Leil Tefillah is on a Motzi Shabbos of Yontif, then we're going to accept the Shita of Meremar, Paskin like of Chizda. We're going to allow for a separation of Chafifa and Tefillah. And the reason for that is because there's no possibility of Chafifa Balayla. If, on the other hand, it's a Motzi Shabbos that's not Yontif, and therefore the separation will be from the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos to the Tefillah on Motzi Shabbos. Here we're going to pass like Ravin, Tekef le Chafifa Tefillah, and therefore the Chafifa will take place Balayla. The only problem I have is that according to the understanding of Tosfos, if we're paskening lahalacha like Meremar and like Rav Chisda, then how can we limit it to this one specific case where there's Yontif on Motzi Shabbos? Rav Chisda, if we read his language clearly on Daf Samach Zayin Beis, says Kulu Amrinon. What does it mean, Kulu Amrinon? Kulu means in every case where we have to separate the Chafifa from the Tefillah, we will do so. And that applies in three different scenarios. Number one, in a case of Tefillah, Chal Tefillasa B'Motzai Shabbos. Number two, if Motzai Shabbos is a Yontif. And number three, if there are 2 days of Yontif, like the case of Rosh Hashanah. Again, we're not going to go that far to accept Rav Chisda because of Rav Yemar's histaygut, and we're not going to tolerate a separation of two full days. I should say, sorry, of three full days. That much we're not going to separate the Chafifa from the Tevila. But it's not limited to a case of Motzi Shabbos of Yontif. It would apply even to Yontif Sheni. Now again, even if I would insist that according to Tosfos, we're paskining like Rav Chisda, but with that histaygut, with that limitation of Rav Yemar, nevertheless, why is Tosfos limiting this to the case of Motzi Shabbos of Yontif? Only in that case, Tosfos says. Let's read the language in Tosfos. Tosfos says, correct? But as far as the case of Leil Tfilasa B'Motzai Shabbos, then we're not going to be makdim the chafifa to the tefila. And the question is, why not? I mean, if Rav Chisda is saying bekulu, and you're passing like Rav Chisda, again, the language of Rav Chisda is bekulu amrinon, that means even on Motzi Shabbos, which is chol, nevertheless, we're going to be magdim, according to Rav Chisda, the chafifa to Erev Shabbos. That's also considered lo efshar. Correct? Because you can't do the chafifa b'yom. In other words, the yesod of Shitas Rashi is that you need chafifa b'yom. However, if lo efshar, then what we're going to do is we're going to push it off. But what's the case of lo efshar? Lo efshar is where there's a separation. Rav Chisda seems to assume that even if there's a separation of 2 days, then we still can allow for the chafifa to be separated from the tefillah. In other words, again, what I'm pointing out here is that it's very difficult to reconcile Rav Chisda with the sugya of Ravin, because Rav Chisda assumes that whenever it's impossible for her to do the chafifa by Yom right before the tefillah, then the chafifa should be separated from the tefillah. And Tosus is saying, no, that's only acceptable in a case of Yontif HaMotzei Shabbos. Then we're going to allow for the separation of the chafifa in order to guarantee that the chafifa be by Yom and let it take place on Erev Shabbos. But in the case of Motzei Shabbos, which is not Yontif, then Tosus insists that the chafifa is going to take place b'leil tefillasa. Obviously, implementing the principle of Ravin, of tekef lechafifa tvila. But that's not Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is certainly telling us that we can forego the principle of tekef lechafifa tvila for the sake of guaranteeing that the chafifa take place by Yom. Whatever the lo efshar situation is, Rav Chisda doesn't go into detail here. On the contrary, Rav Chisda is going to extend it. He's going to extend it even to the case of Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. He's not going to extend it as far as Rav Huna is for lo efshar, to efshar, because lo don in lo efshar the efshar. But in the case of lo efshar, we completely throw out the principle of Tevilah Bayom. And I'm sorry, it's just the opposite. For the case of Lo Efshar, we completely throw out the principle of Samuch Lechafifa Tvila. Correct? For the sake of Tvila Bayom. And Tosus says not like that. That's what I find a little bit difficulty here in Tosus. So I believe that perhaps the best answer to this problem is the Vilna Gaon in Bir HaGrah. Okay. Let's try to understand the Bir HaGrah. I'm not going to read it inside, although I probably should, but I'm going to try to do the best I can, Lefi Ani Hizdaiti, to break through the very difficult language here of the Bir HaGrah. Because I think he's saying something that's very, very amazing, very important. He has a lechora, and then he rejects it. He says, when we read Maremar, and Maremar says on some Zayinim and Beis Darash, Maremar Hilchasa ki Rav Chisda ukidimitareitz Rav Yemar, it appears to us that Maremar is saying two different halachas. Number one, he's paskening like Rav Chisda against Rav Huna, which means ain donin efshar mishei efshar. That's number one. Number two, he's paskening halacha like Rav Yemar that we cannot tolerate a harchaka of 3 days. If the chafifa is 3 days away from the tefillah, like in the case of Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yom Tov Machar Shabbos, in such a case, then we cannot be makdim the chafifa so many days before the tefillah, and we're going to have to require chafifa b'layla. That's the simple understanding of Maremar. comes along the Gaon and he says, no, that's not pshat in Mareimar. Mareimar is saying one halacha. When he says halacha hilchsak Rav Chisda kinematari Rav Yemar, it's one unified halacha. And he says the following, that if we paskin like Rav Chisda, that ain't done in efshar mi'efshar against Rav Huna, then the entire halacha changes. The very definition of the halacha changes. And it changes in the light of Rav Yemar. Rav Yemar, Kinematarits Rav Yemar, is going to give us the insight into how to understand Rav Chisda. And what is he saying? He's saying that kisha efshar lachuf balayla, then asur lahakdin. What does Rav Chisda mean when he differentiates between efshar and lo efshar? He is saying that we will not allow a harchaka in the case of efshar. What does that mean, efshar? Efshar means when it's possible to do the chafifa balayla. Whenever it's possible to do the chafifa balayla, then we're not going to be makdim the chafifa and allow any sort of harchaka. And therefore, if it's motzai Shabbos in a case of two yomim tovim, correct, that's the Rosh Hashanah case as I call it, after Shabbos, then if the tefillah is on Motzi Yontif, that's called a day of Chol. And if it's a day of Chol, it's Efshar. And if it's Efshar, then the Chafif will be Balayla. The same thing is going to apply on Motzi Shabbos, says the Vilna Gaon. Motzi Shabbos is also Chol in a normal case. And therefore, there's a possibility, there's no problem of doing the Chafif of Balayla. That's called Efshar. The only time that we're going to allow for a harchaka of the chafifa and the tefila is going to be in a case where the chafifa cannot be done balayla. It's lo efshar. When is that case of lo efshar? That's a case where it's yantif. If it's yantif, then it's lo efshar. So in other words, what the Gaon is doing for us is, he's telling us how Tosus on the one hand can tell us that we paskin and Rashi paskins like Rav Chisda, like the Sugya Daf Samat Zayin Amid Beis, the way Mareimar paskins like Rav Chisda, and at the same time to insist that in the case of Leil Tfilas of the Motzei Shabbos Shel Chol, she's going to do the Chafif of Alayla. How can you do so? As we asked the question before, Rav Chisda says, Bekulo, we're allowed to separate the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos from Motzi Shabbos. It's all a case of Lo Efshar. Name. We have to reinterpret Rav Chisda, says the Gaon, in light of Rav Yemar. What Rav Yemar meant to tell us about Rav Chisda is that in the case where she can do the Chafifa on Motzei Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, she's going to do the Chafifa Balayla. And the abstract principle is that whenever there's a heter malacha, means there's no problem of chafifa, then she does the chafifa balayla. Therefore, in light of Rav Yemar's interpretation of Rav Chisda, which Mareimar accepts, the final line is that if the tefillah is going to be b'motzoi Shabbos, which means that the tefillah is b'chol, and therefore there's no problem of doing the chafifa balayla, we're going to insist on chafifa balayla, even though it means foregoing the extra malyusa of mehuba lebeis of tefillah bayom, as long as it's a situation of efshar. What does that mean by efshar? Efshar means that there's a possibility of doing the chafifa samach l'tefillah. Is memela comes out according to the Gaon that there's no stira between the sugya of Ravin on Daf Samaches Samad Aleph and the Sugya of Mareimar on Daf Samad Zayin Amid Beis. They're all basically saying the same thing. That the principle is going to be that if there's a possibility of doing the Chafifa, before the Tefillah, we're going to insist on taking the Chafifa Tefillah. If on the other hand, if it's Leil Shabbos, Leil Tefillah is on Shabbos, then she's going to go do the Chafifa Bayom. Why? Because we're going to gain Mehuma Lebesa. Fine. That's wonderful. But what about if Leil Tfilos is on Motzei Shabbos? So he said, if you want to implement the principle of Ravin, of Tekef L'Chafifa Tvila, then how can you allow the separation of Erev Shabbos from Motzei Shabbos? And the answer is that we're going to reinterpret Rav Chisda in such a way that he's reconciled with Ravin, and it means that whenever there's an Efshar situation, then the Tvila is going to take place by Lila. Says Rav Yemar, says Maremar, based on Rav Yemar, that what's considered Efshar? Efshar means that there's a possibility of doing the Tvila, Bilel, of doing the Chafif, Bilel Tvilasa. As long as the possibility of doing Chafifa Bilel Tvilasa, then we're not going to accept the separation of Chafifa and Tvila. We're going to go back to Ravin, and we're going to insist on taking the Chafifa Tvila. And therefore, Motzei Shabbos, there won't be any possibility of relying on a Chafifa of Erev Shabbos, but rather on a regular Motzei Shabbos of Chol, like the case of Rav Yemar in Motzei Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. She'll do the Chafifa Balayla, and we'll have Tekef L'Chafifa Tvila. Okay, fine. So that's as far as the Rosh and Tosus is concerned. Now we have Rabbeinu Tam. Both Tosus and Rabbeinu Tam Tosus and the Rosh both quote Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita? And you'll see in the last three lines here in Tosus on Daf Samach Hei, where you can look at it in the Rosh over here in the left column, about 10 lines down. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is the following. That when we learn Hilchasa, the Hilchasa here on Daf Samaches of Efshar and Lo Efshar has nothing to do with the Machlokes between Rashi and the Shiltos, those two interpretations. And And we're not talking about, the Gemara is not talking about what's better, the Chafifa Bayom for the Mehuma Lebesa or the Chafifa Smucha Litvila. No, that's not the issue at all in the Hilchasa. In other words, should we have a Chafifa Bayom, or should we put, right, and then there'll be a separation, or should we postpone the Chafifa to Lila? No. The Hilchasa is addressing the question of Tvila B'Motzai Shabbos. And what happens on Tvila B'Motzai Shabbos? It all depends on Efshar and Lo Efshar, meaning the following. If she can do the Chafifa on Motzai Shabbos, then if it's not Yontif, then that's exactly what she should do. She should do the Chafifa Balayla immediately before the tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. If, on the other hand, Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, says Rabbeinu Tam, then, since she doesn't have a possibility of doing the Chafifa Samach L'Tefillah, we allow to be Magdim the Chafifa to Erev Shabbos. The Rosh goes on and says that our minig is like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let's just point out the following. According to the Rosh, in his interpretation of Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam is against Rashi. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds that you cannot be makdim the Chafifa from Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, whereas Rashi was willing to allow that. In other words, it comes out that according to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Shiltos, that in a case of Lo Efshar, for example, on a Motzei Shabbos, you can allow the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos for the Tvila of Motzei Shabbos. Rashi holds that no, we cannot be makdim the, I may have said it wrong before, we cannot be makdim the Chafifa to the Tvila. However, according to Tosis's understanding of Rashi, then Rabbeinu Tam is saying exactly the same thing as Rashi, that if the tefillah is on Motzi Shabbos of Chol, then she does the Chafifa on Leil Tefillah, so on Motzi Shabbos. And then we finally get to the third interpretation of Rashi, and that's the Shach. The Shach in Sivkot and Vav here in Kuf Tzadiz Tes argues with all the Rishonim and all the Poskim, Ledina, and he holds that on the contrary, we accept the halacha of Rav Chisda, the way that Maremar accepted him on the Sugya on Samach Zayin and Beis, completely, and we completely reject the Sugya on Daf Samaches of Ravin. Correct? And he's going to push this into Rashi. And it's going to be tough, but he's going to push this into Rashi. So what's the Hilchasa? The Hilchasa is that in Efshar, in other words, if we have a situation in which, according to the Shach, we can implement the Chafifa right before the Tefillah, there's not a great distance, which according to Rav Chisda means up to but not beyond, well, Rav Chisda himself says even 3 days, but I'm saying in Rav Yemar's acceptance of Rav Chisda, in a case of Efsha, what does Efsha mean? Efsha means that the harchaka between Chafif and Tefillah is up to 2 days, that's not such a harchaka gedola. In such a case, we can do the Chafifa by Yom, and separate it by 2 days in the case of Motzi Shabbos on Yom. But if it's Efshar, which means that the Harchaka is such that we'll have to wait until Motzi Yom Tov Sheni, which is a separation of 3 days, in such a case, the Chafifa will be B'Lai. Oh. Now the question is, how do we read Rashi? Because Rashi, Dibra Masdil, Ha, B'Lo Efshar, Rashi says the lo efshal lachuf kigon motze yantif. So he says that the girsa of the correct girsa in Rashi is motze yantif, but he means motze yantif of Rosh Hashanah. It means that that's a case of lo efshal. When do we require chafifa balayla? That's going to be only in the case of our chakas givul yamin, which is exactly the same as Rav Yemar Paskining Hilchasa ki Rav Chisda ukinimitarets Rav Yemar. So Maremar is halacha ki Rav Chisda with that one limitation of the 3 day separation. Otherwise, we'll have the Chafif on Erev Shabbos, even though there'll be a separation between the Chafif and the Tefillah of 2 days, but not in a case of Shnei Yomim Tovim, because then it's a separation of 3 days, and that's called Lo Efsha. Lo Efsha means we cannot tolerate such a harchaka of 3 days. Oh. So what does it mean when the Gemara says in the name of Maremar Hilchasak Rav Chisda Ukinemitaritz Rav Yemar? Says the Shach, Kinemitaritz Rav Yemar means that Rav Yemar is not arguing with Rav Chisda, and he's saying that even in the case of Archokas Gimel Yomim, she will still have a Chafif on Erev Shabbos, but in addition to the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, she'll have another Chafifa on Motzi Shabbos. In other words, according to the Shach, we paskin like Rav Chisda, namely, that we always, always, without exception, have to have a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, even if the Archuk will be 3 days. But when Rav Yemar comes along and he's Matarets, it means that we're only going to accept Rav Chisda to rely on one single Chafifa of Erev Shabbos in the case of a separation of 2 days. But if it's a separation of Motzei Shnei Yomim Tovim, then it's a separation of Harchok Gdol of 3 days, and then we're going to require a second Chafifa, in addition to Chafifa of Erev Shabbos, a Chafifa of Leil Tfilasa, again, on Motzei Yom Tov Sheni, Shel Rosh Hashanah. And therefore comes out that according to the Shach, we paskin hook, line, and sinker like Maremar, completely like Maremar, and not like the message, the Igeres that was sent by Ravin, because according to that Igeres, we cannot allow for a separation of Chafifa and Tefillah of 2 days, and in that sense, the Shach is against all the poskim. But, and with this I want to end the Shia, it's a little bit embarrassing to say that the Shach is against all the poskim. And Baruch Hashem, I think I found a source for the Shach in the Ran. The Ran here in Hilchas Shavuos, which is published, as you know, at the end of the Masechta Nidah, he has an entire paragraph here called Lo Kasha Hod Efshar Hod Lofsh. It's almost the last paragraph in Shavuos, in Hilchas Nidah. And basically, what he says here is that, again, I don't know if we have time now to go through it inside, but again, if you'll get a chance to go through it inside, I think you'll find the Shach Mamash right here in the Ran. Because the Ran begins by presenting the Shita of the Shiltos, and he seems to accept the Shita of the Shiltos. And that means below Efshar, if we have to separate the Chafifa from the Tvila, then we're going to allow such a thing, but only in a limited way. And then at that point, he quotes Rashi. So how does he quote both the Shiltos and Rashi in the same breath? And I think the answer is, if we go with the Shach's interpretation of the Sugya, then Enochinami, we are accepting the Shita of Meremar, the way he interprets Rav Chisda. And if there's a separation of 2 days, then it's called Lo Efshar, and that's how we paskin. And that's how Rashi would paskin, that you could have a separation of a Chafif on Erev Shabbos from Yontif, Motzi Shabbos of Yontif of 2 full days. Correct? However, even though Rashi agrees with the Shiltos, we have to interpret Rav Chisda and Hilchas Kavosei the Rav Chisda with the Histaygud, with the limitation of Rav Yemar, and that in a case where there's a separation of 3 days, which means the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to insist on a Chafifa of Erev Shabbos, but at the same time, we're not going to tolerate a violation of Samach L'Tfilah Chafifa of such a separation, and therefore there's going to have to be a requirement of a second Chafifa on Leil Tfilah, so 3 days later, right before she goes into the mikvah.